I am absolutely happy, yeah. Happy with my performance, team's performance, first and foremost. Happy with the character and steel and resolve that our players showed, the composure that they showed, and the never say die spirit that they showed, you know, in the face of ferocious adversity that, you know, that fantastic Kilkenny team brought to the game as well in that last 20, 25 minutes, you know, they hit with everything, they got good scores, they got that goal, but it was our response really after that that really, you know, was the winning of the match. You know, we responded with three very quick points, and that kind of leadership is huge, you know, for us to do that. But we'd spoken about the need to be able to do it during the week, and that's exactly what we did.
Because normally Kilkenny would get a goal and then the momentum would shift back to them, but this time it didn't. You grabbed it by the scruff of the neck. What changed in Limerick to be able to do that this time around?
We were prepared for it. You know, it's nothing to change. We were prepared for that. We knew that was going to happen. So when you know something's going to happen, you know, you're prepared for it. When you're prepared for it, you know, and especially when the fellas have prepared for, you know, a number of years now in terms of their preparation to get to this point, you know, they have the resolve to do those things in the field, and that's what it takes to be. Like, you don't deserve to be in an All-Ireland semi-final unless you can do stuff like that.
John, the 5 minutes after that goal, could they be a defining 5 minutes for this team?
I don't think so, no, because it's just another. It just qualifies us to go another step along the road, you know. I think, you know, you could look at any number of key moments during the course of this year, like, you know, our performance above in Galway in the last 15 minutes, our performance against Tipperary, our performance against Cork, above in Cork with 14 men, captain gone off. You know, there's been a load of moments that one could describe as key moments. The most overriding factor is that these guys keep demonstrating ferocious qualities such as honesty, leadership, you know, and calmness on the ball and working the ball. And that's... those are the defining attributes of the team. There's no such thing as, for us anyway, as a defining moment for the team. We have created an opportunity for ourselves now to go into a semi-final, and sure, who we're going to be playing? We're going to be playing in Munster champions, Cork, you know, who've been exemplary all year, you know, and who have, you know, put Clare to the sword. They, you know, they drew with us on their third game in the round robin series, when most would have said they'd have fallen away, but they didn't. You know, so they nearly got the defining score that day. Mm. You know, and that would have meant that we didn't qualify out of Munster at all, only for Sean Finn getting a bare block on the ball. So it's been defining moments. There have been lots of moments, but they're not defining moments for the team. The team is defined by itself, by its own attributes, its own characteristics.
John, it's a first win for Limerick against Kilkenny since 1973. I'm not talking about the significance of the year at all, but it is a moment to savour to beat a team like Kilkenny for the first time in such a long time.
It's a moment to savour, yeah. There's no medal given out at the end of it, you know. There's no title given out. It is another step in our evolution as a team. Am I surprised we took it? No. I was fully confident that we'd win the match today. I was fully confident that we were going to have a really good performance today. And I was confident that those players have what it takes to keep their composure in matches where it comes down to the wire like that. And that's what I do know. And the length of time, history has no bearing on this group of players. None. And they will never be defined by history. They're going to set their own tone and their own direction, and that's that.
A year ago you lost to Kilkenny in the qualifiers. What's changed in the meantime?
Sorry, say that again.
A year ago you lost to Kilkenny in Nolan Park in the qualifiers. What's changed in the meantime?
Oh, so much more has changed. You know, we're more better physically prepared now. We've had an extra year's work. We're better tactically prepared. You know, we're better. You know, we've been together for a year longer. So, like, we were only involved maybe 8 months at that stage. You know what I mean? Mm. So it takes a long time to develop those aspects of our game that we're working on and trying to effect. You know. It doesn't always work either, you know. We're going to have to keep developing that for a long, long time more, you know, not just in the next couple of weeks, but in the next number of years again. So, and what else might have happened? The boys went away and won another All-Ireland 21 title post last year. That gives great confidence and belief. And I think, yeah, that's about all, really, you know. Just, we worked hard. That's what happened in between.